And we were talking over the break about just, you know, doing this kind of thing and not having a job. It doesn't mean we're not working. Like, we really are working. And I was just thinking about it this morning, Max, is here's the thing. Let's say you work in 8 hours a day for somebody else. You spend about an hour plus tops or something commuting there and then commuting back. So you wind up actually really about maybe 10 hours of the day because you've also got to get ready in the morning and do all that kind of stuff. So whereas me, I barely ever leave the house and I'm still working the 10 hours a day. So it depends what I'm really interested in doing. Am I interested in working for somebody else for 10 hours a day for an assured income and never having any freedom of any kind and always having to leave my house and always having to do what everybody else tells me and look how they want me to look? Or do I want to do everything that I want to do and just work the same amount of hours anyway? You know, it's a choice. And in Australia, as you've been alluding to over the break, it's getting really, really dire in terms of the cost of living. And I wanted to plead with the listeners. Max is always really, he's an honourable man. And I consider myself maybe a bit less than honourable. I ask for donations, and I do it regularly because I know that I wouldn't survive without it. Max, on the other hand, reserves himself because he wants to just, you know, keep volunteering and keep doing the good thing and fighting the good fight. But I want to ask on his behalf, at least, please go to thecrowhouse.com and send Max some money. Okay, do you have a donate button or something there, Max?
Yeah, I got a PayPal donate button. My sister looks after the account for me.
Yeah. Send him some frickin' money, ladies and gentlemen. The poor man is living in Byron Bay, which is like, I don't know. It's turning into the Gold Coast, which is the, I don't know, high-rises right on the beach kind of thing. Just so frickin' expensive to live that it's just becoming absolutely insane, totally untenable. And when you ain't got enough money to frickin' survive, gosh dang it, that's stressful. It's a real pain. And I feel for you, man. And I just want people to help you.
Well, it's just the way Australia is, mate. This is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just, and even when I'm saying about leaving here, it isn't that I'm running or anything. It's just that I'm being pushed. I'm being pushed away. It's just the fact that this property is up for sale. I've been here for 3.5 years. I've got to leave this. I've got some friends who've got land in the Philippines. They've offered me a place over there. So it's just all pushing me towards that. Plus, with the Full Circle project that I want to try to get off the ground this year, it doesn't look like I'm going to be home here in Australia for much of the time anyway. So there doesn't really seem to be much point in getting anywhere around here. And I'm just thinking it's time to leave. It's getting very, very expensive to live in Australia, and it's just going to go up and up and up with the carbon tax. I think the world needs to pay attention to what's going on in Australia, because Australia is very much more ahead with this whole Agenda 21 thing than most other countries. And so people need to pay attention to what's happening here, because that's what will be happening in other countries. This is what will happen in England with the austerity measures they're bringing in there. This is what will happen with the United States. Now, if they manage to disarm the people and create the conflict that they're trying to create, and I really think what they're pushing for is conflict, because you can even see now they've been trying to enact executive orders, and they're talking about all sorts of stuff. You know, there's talk of executive orders. There's different states trying to put forth different gun restrictions and limiting magazine capacities and all sorts of stuff, and they're being challenged at every single level. They're being challenged state by state, council by council, government by government, household by household, sheriffs. I mean, there's so many people that are standing up against this that they're never going to be able to do it with legislation or even with executive orders. The American people simply will not give up their guns. The only way they're going to be able to get it through is through conflict. And so that's what they're pushing for. I think the attack on the Second Amendment is a carrot that they're dangling in front of people. And the way they've set up Sandy Hook so it looks like a conspiracy theory, even if it isn't, I mean, I don't know whether these people are actors. I don't know whether the kids died. I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't got enough information. Nobody has. But there's so many things that have been done to make it look like it's a conspiracy. And then you've seen the vilification of the truth movement around it. So you can see what's going on here. You can see how it's being played. They're pushing. They're pushing for conflict. And as soon as conflict starts, they got all the FEMA camps in place. They've just issued all the hollow points to Homeland Security. They got predator drones in the sky. They got the microwave cannons, sound cannons, militarized police. They got everything ready to lock the whole place down. and they're pushing for conflict. Conflict is the only way they're going to get the guns from the American people. That's why, I mean, I'm just hoping people are drawing up articles of impeachment now. And as soon as Obama signs that executive order to repeal the Second Amendment, he gets handed impeachment papers straight away. That's what I'm hoping, because there is still a peaceful way to do it. And hopefully the process of impeaching this man will put that spirit of America back into the hearts of the people, and they'll want to stand up and address this situation. Hopefully they'll see how far it's got. But, you know, you look at it, you look at America, you've got, I mean, we've already been disarmed here, so it doesn't matter. All they're doing now is they're subdividing the lawmaking down into local council level so they can milk the place suburb by suburb. This is what they'll do in America as well eventually. They'll bring it all right down to local council level so they can extract the wealth of the people in the local area. But what you've got in America, you've got a country that's legalized torture, it's militarized the police, it's got secret prisons, it's removed habeas corpus, the right of knowing what you're charged with or having legal representation or anything like that. They've got, like I said, secret prisons, illegal wars, legalized torture, and now they want to take the weapons away from the people. I mean, if people can't see what's going on here, you got this border security, which is like an iron curtain around the place. You know, if people can't see what's going on, then God help America. They really do need to pay attention to this, and they need to be drafting articles of impeachment right now, everybody. And the whole country needs to down tools and stand up for what's going on there, because if America falls, then this war machine will be left to just run rampant. So the world's in a very precarious situation at the moment with what's going on here in Australia, what's going on in America, what's going on in England. It's happening everywhere. What's going on across Europe, the merging of Croatia into the EU. I mean, it's happening everywhere. So this is the year that I think people have to stand up and pay attention. They've got to step above it and realize that all of this is breach of trust, and that's the way we approach it. You know, but we need some sort of unity. We need to respect each other. And you know, as I've often said so many times, it comes down to yourself as well, knowing the power that you've got to stand up against this system. And that's what I've been doing for 5 years. And I'm still free. I'm still out of jail. I'm still doing what I do. You know, I don't do things which would get me harassed, such as driving without number plates and all this sort of stuff, because it's not about that. It's about stepping above it and waking the community up to the power that they've got so that we can all remove our government bondage, not just me. It's no point me going down a free man rabbit hole and establishing freedom for myself. I want to take the whole community with me. I want the community to wake up to who and what they are so we can rein this system in so we can have a viable planet again. That's what we got to do. I mean, unfortunately, it's just going to have to get worse for some people. They're going to have to wait till it's really in their face. I mean, for some people, it just isn't in your face enough already. You know, but as the bills go up and the times get tougher, which they will over the next 10 to 15 years, I mean, that's all they really need to do. They could reduce the first world to the fourth world in a matter of 10 years if they get a good run. It may take them 20, may take them 25, but that's what they're doing. And you watch, over the next few years, you will see the wealth from the first world being transferred slowly into the third world, and that will rise up. And we will become, you know, basically what they are now, only probably a bit worse.
See, my opinion is, Max, that you don't wake up unless you've been startled out of your restful slumber. People need to suffer. People need to go through heaps and quantitative amounts of just Shiite Muslim that just shocks them and destroys their life and their sense of pride and reality and patriotism. You need to have something really frickin' bad happen to you before you start waking up in such a quantity that we really expect from people now, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but the thing is they're doing it very gradually, so people don't get that shock.
Yeah.
They don't get that sharp shock. And as they dumb down the population and the kids get more into mobile phones and video games and they fill them full of more fluoride and GM food, they don't think about it. They just don't think about it. They just bumble along. Oh, yeah, this is the best job I can get. And their intelligence gets lower and lower because of all the GM stuff that they're doing. You know, that's just the way they do it. They do it very, very gradually. And as soon as people start to wake up and some sort of a movement happens and you see things like Sandy Hook, vilifying the truth movement. You still gradually, little gradual things here, you know what I mean? They plan years in advance.
I got an idea. You know how, we've come to the end of the hour, damn it. You know how Edward Bernays says, you know, you don't need to convince the people, just convince the doctors and they'll convince the people for you? I think the truth is should actually be really going after the high-powered intellectuals, doctors, lawyers, all those kind of people who currently run society, and try and wake them up specifically, and they'll wake the rest of the population up for us.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, many of them are locked in ego because they have their certificates, which they believe means that they know more. You know, we've got this senator or a politician in South Australia, Anne Bresington. I don't know whether you've seen that. She's on. She's been speaking out against Agenda 21.
Oh, Anne, yeah. I'm having her on the show soon, actually.
Yeah. Well, this is fantastic. This is a politician that's speaking out. So, yeah, maybe we are reaching these people, brother.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not frickin' impossible. Freedom has happened before. Tyrants always wind up getting overthrown. And I think that if we have faith in humanity, faith in ourselves, we can accomplish what others would think impossible. Because those who think it is impossible, it's only impossible for them. Because you've just got to accept the truth that anything is possible. Max, thank you very much for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure coming on the show, Vinny. Always a pleasure, brother. Thank you for what you do.
All right, mate. We'll see you again sometime. All right, we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.